Jesse R. Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley.
Where?
Judy Gold's going to be with us in a minute. She's really with us right now.
Yes, she is.
You know, I can see her right now. And every time I get around Judy, I feel soft and vulnerable.
Really?
And open.
Yeah, I'm like the only person that probably has that reaction to you. Like, when you're around, I literally just turn into Jell-O.
You're lying.
I'm not lying. Look at me. I'm about to cry. Listen.
Me too.
We had this long discussion about coffee. We'll get to that in a minute because I got to. Since our president is openly operating in a different reality, we think it's important that Americans know what's happening in this alternate universe. Luckily, we have a staffer who lives in that world. And once again, joining us now on the phone from Planet Bush is correspondent Lawton Smalls. Good morning, Lawton.
Good morning, Mark. God got your underpants and he's giving you a wedgie.
Okay. Oh. Good. So look, today we're going to talk about the state of marriage in 2004.
Yes, let's do that. Mark, I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
Homosexuals are ruining our society.
Whoa.
Unnatural.
Hey, look.
Unclean.
Look, actually, I was specifically referring to divorce. I think it's interesting that conservatives are making such a big deal about protecting marriage now, but in the past, they've never done anything to improve the conditions that really help marriage, namely educating people and reducing poverty.
Sure. I guess you think education and money will just solve everything.
Yes, I do, actually.
You see, here's the thing. Conservatives really didn't have much power back in the late 70s when homosexuality was invented.
When Ronald Reagan
took office, the right-thinking straight white people in this country realized that marriage was under siege from these people in their neatly trimmed mustaches and tight-fitting polyester slacks, which is clearly forbidden in the Bible.
Okay,
Adam and Eve... Not Adam and
Okay,
Steve.
I've heard that. That's hacky, all right? Now, are you really saying that there weren't gay people until the late 70s?
Well, yes, Mark. It was caused by the jungle carnality of disco.
Wait, I don't understand.
Mark, I'm not an if-only kind of guy, but if we'd encouraged ballroom dancing when we had the chance instead of... The hustle and the bus stop.
Okay.
Well, the moral landscape of this country would be very different today, I promise you. Unfortunately, Gerald Ford, while an admirable man in many ways, what's the word I'm looking for?
Moderate?
Exactly. He was a queer, an angry top.
Wait. I want to make sure I understand what you're saying. Look, let me make sure I understand. You claim that high divorce rates in the red states have nothing to do with pushing young, uneducated, poor kids into marriage they're not ready for, but instead are caused by homosexuality, and that's it all could have been prevented if there had been no disco. Is that what you're saying, Smalls?
No, Mark.
What are you saying? What's the matter now? Cry, you little baby.
I have a whole closet full of leisure suits and shiny shirts.
There you go.
I used to go to Plato's Retreat.
Oh, okay. All right. There you go. I'm glad we got to this. This is what's at the core of it. We love you, and it's okay, buddy. Let it out, man. You just gotta let it out. Yeah. That's it. There you go. Feel better?
We're saving marriage, Mark.
Oh,
join us.
God.
A man, a woman, and Jesus. That's a marriage, my friend.
Thank you, Lawton. Thank
you. All right, buddy. You have a good Thanksgiving
you
now.
You too, buddy. It's
God
okay.
loves you.
I know.
Deal
you
with
too.
It. Okay. Deal with it.
I'm trying.
Goodbye now.
Bye. Deal with it.
Van McCoy is turning over in his grave right now.
Maybe. Wait,
gays were invented in the 70s?
In the 70s. And I know
what
where,
I was going through this whole thing. I guess I was something else then.
That's Judy Gold, the famous comedian.
Famous comedian.
Is rumored to be a lesbian as well.
That would be a true rumor.
Yeah, but wait a minute.
Now we'll do my mother.
Okay.
I don't know why you have to mention it every time. Ellen doesn't mention it on her show. She's so refined.
Can I see? I had this question bothering me when I was coming over.
Yes.
Are you ever bullied by other lesbians to behave a certain way? To like, you know, you're not acting this way and you should, as a lesbian, act this way?
No.
Never?
No.
Okay.
I mean... All right, there's different kinds of lesbian. I mean,
here's the deal.
You know, when I first was coming out, I knew I was gay, but when I was younger and I'd see these like really butch Yeah. Butch women, I get offended. Like, why do they have to look like that? Why do they have to walk like that? Why do they have to wear the fanny pack? And
what is the exact look? Because I want to know.
We're talking, nothing that accentuates your body.
Right.
No makeup.
Right.
No perfume. Right. There's people that are just like, it's not about your sexuality. They just don't want it to be about your sexuality.
Okay.
Or you as a sexual being.
Right.
Because then you're not taken seriously as a human being.
Right.
It's all about, oh, she's attractive, so I'll talk to her. She has makeup on, and you're covering something up.
Right.
So they kind of androgynize themselves. Now, and I said to a friend of mine, I said, why did they have to do this? And this an older lesbian said, these are the people who are out there and in people's faces, and the minute people see them, they know they're lesbians, and they make it easier for you.
So they're like, they're out in the trenches doing the
work.
Well,
they're just who they are, and they make no excuses for it. So I kind of have more respect for them, although fashion-wise, I really don't find it. I like being a girl. I like being a girl. I mean, I don't have makeup on right now, but I do enjoy my makeup, Mark, I wear dresses.
I know. Wait a minute.
And I need a girlfriend.
It's funny. I've never seen you in a dress.
I always wear dresses. I'm sorry. Always wear dresses in the summer.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to I don't remember.
Why don't you come over and I'll try some dresses on.
Ooh.
I've seen Mark's You-Know-What. Go ahead.
I just had seen a thing about Audre Lorde, who was a black poet and activist and lesbian.
Okay.
And they said that one of the things that was misinterpreted about her life most was her sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
That, in fact, she was a very sexual person.
Right.
But because she was a lesbian, they tried to push her into that whole, the whole flannel-wearing kind of thing.
Right.
Where she actually had a succession of lovers, all of whom she kept very close to her throughout the rest of her life because of her sexuality, because she was into them physically.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, she was supposed to be Audre Lorde, this woman who, gay black icon, and she wasn't supposed to feel any of that.
Right.
And apparently it tortured her entire life.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
My first serious girlfriend in college is, and
is she a lesbian?
Yeah, she is.
Whoa.
And
Mark, what does that say about you?
Well, either I'm really tough act to follow her. I ruined an entire gender for her.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. There was years after we'd broken up, she was living up in Connecticut with her girlfriend. And she invited me over. So, of course, I'm taking the train up thinking, oh, this is it.
So you're going to have your big threesome. Baby. Right?
Yeah. So they picked me up in her girlfriend's truck. Okay. which she should have just had a gun rack on. And as I'm sitting in the back of the truck with her girlfriend's dog, I'm realizing.
What kind of dog? Big dog,
like, this isn't going to happen.
Right.
And I'm not sure I'd want it to. I think I'd be frightened.
Right.
I've never had a cockfight with a woman.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So she picked a butchy butch.
Yes, she did. And she, but she's now she's with a man. I don't know. What kind of women do you like? Like in movie stars terms, like a movie star.
Here's my thing.
Like when you were a kid, what movie star were you like, oh my God?
My first, I think, crush on a famous person was Barbara Eden.
Really?
I dream of Jeannie. Okay. Yeah.
Well, is that weird?
Everybody must have been.
Yeah.
Cause I
did
I,
you?
Yeah, of course.
But then, of course, I was in love with David Cassidy.
Well, he's a girl, kind of.
Yeah. And Johnny Osmond.
David Cassidy sort of looks like a lesbian, if you look at him
if you do the hair.
He is lesbianic. Is that what all that come on happy stuff is about?
But I loved Barbara Eden.
Yeah.
Now if I was thinking about, I like, it's all, for me, it's all about smart and funny.
Yeah.
If you can make me laugh, that's it. Aren't you like that? You're a comic. I mean, if someone can make you laugh.
Yeah. Then it's competitive. No, I
get you.
First of all, there are only three people on earth
immature.
That can make him laugh, and you're one of them.
I'm immature. Mark.
Yeah, you do make me laugh. I'm not a big laugher.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, my wife makes me laugh.
She does.
The weird thing is she doesn't do it on purpose. She's a very quirky person.
Right.
And like,
so she doesn't realize she's...
No, she knows she's funny.
No, but does she do quirky things with the intent of making you laugh?
Yes, she can. Yes, she does. Absolutely.
And then you appreciate that.
I very much do.
And do you find that sexually...
I don't know if that turns me on. You know what turns me on is that I know that at any given moment my wife could go, you know what, I'm done with you, and actually leave.
Right. I kind of like that too.
You know what I mean? Like there's a line there. Like I really realize that I don't have control.
Right.
And this is the first time that's happened with me.
Really?
Yeah.
I think you've changed.
I have changed
a lot.
Well, I'm going to think about it because we've got to take a break.
No.
No, we're coming back with you. You're not going anywhere.
Yeah, you're not going anywhere.
I need to have some more. Cough. We need to talk about the fact that Mark drinks instant coffee. It's 2004.
No, but
you're in assisted living.
All right,
24, what is that?
44 past the hour at Air America Radio.
MorningSedition.com. Our guests, our comedy, your blog. MorningSedition.com. Courtesy of Air America Radio.
We're back. It's 49 past the hour.
Is this thing on?
Yeah, I'm Mark Maron.
I hope
Mark
it wasn't on during the break.
Judy Gold. I wish it was on during the break.
Michael Powell will be on the Amtrak on his way up here.
Yeah.
That was hilarious. Quickly, I want to do a couple of emails in response to Dan Pashman's, wrong stance on U2, as I have argued. But these people will even make the argument more interesting. I've been obsessed with U2 since I was 14, and I can honestly say that through their music and through their lives outside of music, they have made a difference in making me informed and keeping me passionate. I learned about Greenpeace and Amnesty International through their liner notes, and they kept talking about Sarajevo when nobody wanted to talk about it. There you go. Sorry, Dan. Bono has done the following. 1997, Please, song about the problem in Ireland on U2's Pop. 2000, Walk On, song on All That You Can Leave Behind about Aung San Suu Kyi's human rights violations against him. 1999, Net Aid participant to eliminate third world debt. 1995, Miss Sarajevo, song with Pavarotti about Sarajevo. 2000, Jubilee concert to eliminate third world debt. 2003, 46664, song and concert about Nelson Mandela. There you go, Dan.
First of all, the fact that this... you have to read another one?
Go ahead.
Sorry, I thought there were two. I come in, I get up early, I come, and then we have to still talk about him and his stupid YouTube Bono crap.
Well, wait a minute. This one's just by another... Go ahead. What do you got to say, Judy?
I have to say the fact that people learn their current events by liner notes of a CD is really pathetic.
Well, so they got to learn it somewhere. It wasn't current events. It was raising their awareness of some things they didn't know about.
Okay,
it's not current event.
No, it is current event. It is a current event.
Well, you need to get laid, don't you?
Oh.
I mean, that's what's going on. I mean, you just told me you were on Luna last night basically soliciting someone to have their first lesbian experience with you.
I didn't say I was just asking people in the audience, because women usually have. Have you ever had a homosexual experience?
No.
Oh, you are so lying.
I did the dance with a guy in college. Go ahead.
But you never touched another guy in that place?
No.
How about you?
No. Absolutely not. And I have many, many, many gay friends and have had
You were definitely in a situation where you could have had plenty of opportunities.
Yeah, absolutely.
And just no interest at all.
No interest whatsoever. And it's no big thing. I mean, there used to be a saying back in the day, were you going to stay straight and struggle or have greatness thrust upon you?
Uh-huh.
Thrust, key word.
But
wait, let's get back to you.
Yeah.
So you're on stage with Luna.
No, I asked if anyone was a lesbian, and no one was, because that's my luck. And then I asked if anyone had a lesbian experience, and one woman raised her hand, and I said, what happened? Why'd you go back? And she said... I don't know what I'm allowed to say anymore.
Penis. Just say the penis.
The penis.
Okay.
And then I said that I love men. I just don't want the penis in my mouth or...
Yeah. Yeah. Or
tush or...
other places.
Other orifice.
But so you could theoretically have a penis in your purse or...
I would have one in my purse. You could plug in.
Do you want to have another woman in your life on a permanent level, or are you just looking...
I think I'm pretty permanent person.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We have all these outlets now. We've got MorningSedition.com. We got a voicemail. If somebody wants to hook up with you, there's a million different ways we can do it through our show.
Right. But they have to be smart and funny and clean. I can't deal with bad hygiene. Flossing. Floss.
Yeah.
Good. Teeth, very important.
I floss every day.
Me too. And you drink instant coffee.
No, but I'm going to say, the coffee.
Nescafe.
Let me explain that. That's new. I just got that last week. The reason I got it is every day I would stop at Dunkin' Donuts coffee and get a large Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
They have good coffee.
I like it. All right, but I get here, then I have a bag of M&Ms, and I'd literally alienate
everybody. That's healthy.
No, I would scream and yell. It made me crazy. There was too much caffeine in it. So I figured since the coffee machine here sucks, and I don't want Passman to be running out getting me coffee, you know, and I wanted to – all right, here comes the – I wanted to save a little money. So what I did was I bought the Nescafe thinking it might be good because they got really hot water over here, and I use it. And it's not bad. That's all there is to it. It's
just horrible. Okay? It's disgusting. It's instant coffee. You pour the coffee in, and then you pour boiling water over it. How disgusting is that?
Oh, my God.
It's gross.
Okay, granted.
It's nursing home. Hi, I want the coffee. Can you pour it? Put the cap on. That's what it is.
Tell
it
me about the Israeli coffee there. You're just...
My brother-in-law is Israeli, and he, I went over to my sister's house. And
does he do anything for you? Do you think he's attractive? All right. Okay, go ahead.
And
hey,
he's like typical Israeli, like you, like everything. He knows everything. Like one time I walk in the house and my sister goes, oh, are those new shoes? And I go, yeah. And he goes, oh yes, James are better. Like my sister, James shoes are better. And like everything, he knows everything. He knows about shoes. He knows, you know, anyway, James are better. Anyway, so he has some like instant Israeli coffee,
right?
Which is actually good. I mean, it's...
Yeah, that's why I went down too hard.
No, I'm sorry. But, I mean, it's better than this Nescafe.
But you tried that coffee and it wasn't bad. No, I love coffee, and I'm after the show, I'll go out and have some nice coffee. I just have that there. And you know what I didn't drink today? I drank tea, and it made me crazy. The tea made me crazy. I blew
up
my producer.
You know, I had a cup of tea last night at like 7,
I
was up all night.
I know. Tea.
What is that?
I'm blaming the tea now. I blew up at Clutch Larson, my producer, earlier, and I think it was the tea.
Tea's supposed to be soothing. We're having such a deep conversation today, aren't we?
Yeah, it is.
We covered a lot of stuff.
We did?
Yeah, we definitely did. So wait,
what did you think of Friday's basketball?
JudyGold.com.
Okay, and you can get your CD there.
My CD's there.
Okay, and the basketball.
And you can sign up for girlfriending.
Yeah,
the girlfriending at MorningSedition.com.
Okay, or you can...
But what about the basketball?
What basketball?
Oh, okay.
Did you watch the basketball?
Did you see the fight?
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
What did you think of that?
It's like my kid loves basketball, right? I have two kids. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's the other thing. So if you have to like kids. Anyway, but, you know, basketball, it was a civilized. What happened to Dr. J? What happened to these people that were so classy and great? Yeah. What happened? What? They're all thugs now and they're all 10. I can't. It's so annoying. Bill Bradley. I mean, what happened?
What happened to the great classy basketball players?
Yeah, what happened? Tell me. What is this that you can't control your temper? That everything is... It's just so annoying.
See, my thing is, you know, if fans get on the court... There's a problem. Uh-huh. Just like when they went after that guy who went on a baseball field. But when it comes to players going into the stands, that's a problem. And when you hit the wrong person, which is what Ron Artest did, that's an even bigger problem because you expose yourself, your team, and your league.
But
to
why does it
ability.
Get to that point?
What about those fans?
Because people have
no
control.
The fans are idiots, too.
See them throwing stuff? It was like I couldn't believe it.
People have no self-control in this country. That's why they voted for that idiot.
I have a lot of self-control. I only ate half a cookie earlier.
You did?
Yeah.
Where's the other half if you only ate half?
Can I say something, Mark? What? Is so obsessed with his body. Like when he, you know, he's always like, oh, I look really good, don't I?
No, I don't. Never say that. I've never said that in my life. I say I look fat, if anything. Listen to you and Judy Gold, who I Googled. Judy's very attractive. Okay, she is hot.
Really?
Ooh. Please sign me up for the struggle with Judy, for the snuggle with Judy Gold project.
Ah, there you go. I told you you'd get results here at Morning Tradition.
Yeah, here.
Wait, let me see. What's the email address? I'm not going to say it.
Here, hold on. I'm going to do my liberal agenda now. We're from the Streisand compound. Here are your marching orders for today. Demand that the entire 9/11 commission be enacted into law, including the table of contents and the index. 2, organize union for UN hostage takers so they never again have to prematurely release another hostage without adequate health care.
Don't play this 3. When there's a Jewish woman in the friggin'...
Since the grocery sandwich with the image of the Virgin Mary is sold on eBay for $28,000, try to auction off your potato knish that looks like Danny Thomas. Danny Thomas, that's funny. 5, 4.
Arab.
Urge a ban on all professional basketball games until drinks can be cooled with non-harmful Nerf ice. All right, here's what you got to say in conversation. You know the new video game about the JFK assassination? It's the Warren Commission all over again, man. Gerald Ford's still trying to get in our heads, dude. You understand? Wake up.
All right.
Thank you, Judy. What are you
guys
doing?
Thank you, guys.
What's going on?
We got Alan Richmond. We got Andrew Revkin all tomorrow here on Morning Tradition Air America Radio.